A quick programming note for you. Unfortunately, Leanne and I were not able to record Iceland Part 2 of the podcast for this week. So I'll be featuring my podcast with Andy when we went on our coffee and conversation tour. The Iceland Part 2 podcast will air next Wednesday, December 26th, before resuming regular podcast posting the following week. Thank you and enjoy. Bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. I always want to say welcome into yet another week of the Trent Speaks podcast, but I feel like I say that so often that it's become the norm, but I don't know what else to expect at this point. Regardless, welcome into yet another week on the Trent Speaks podcast. Today I'm going to talk a lot about coffee. Coffee is the topic this week. I know a couple of weeks ago I talked about how I started to enjoy coffee. And so I want to kind of harp on that again. It was probably about a month or month and a half ago at this point that Leanne tried to get me to like coffee. And so I was at Leanne's house. She said, here, try this out. I'll even put a little bit of creamer in it for you. And I thought it was disgusting. I just could not do it. I thought it was disgusting and I had to pour it out. Well, then about a week later, I was at a conference and I don't know what it was, but I just thought to myself, gosh, I kind of want someone to make me a cup of coffee. So the next morning I was at this business meeting and it was nice and early in the morning, a nice old 7:30, be downstairs for this 8 o'clock meeting. So I turned to my coworker and I said, hey, I want you to make me a cup of coffee this morning. And she said, seriously? And I go, yeah, I think that I want to try coffee. And I've talked before about how it makes Leanne mad when other people get me to try stuff. And again, it's nothing against Leanne. I really don't know what it is. I don't have an explanation. But oh my gosh, I love coffee. Coffee's great. Coffee's amazing. I had 3 cups that day, and I really wanted to keep going. So then a few weeks ago, after some conversations and everything with this coworker, with this friend, I was told I could use the F word, the friend. I said, hey, I think it'd be awesome if for the podcast, we did like a little coffee tour within the local area, and then talked about on the podcast. So I have with me today my friend Andy. Andy, welcome in.
Well, hello.
You know, it's really funny because I love having people on the podcast. One of their first questions is always, what are we going to talk about? I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to say. Or I'm nervous. Or what if I sound dumb? And just moments ago, Andy said, I feel so honored, but also very nervous.
Still true.
I don't know why you're so nervous, though.
I don't know. This is a big deal, Trent. You used the F word on me.
Fred.
Yeah,
Fred,
know,
let friends. Me clarify. Let me clarify.
Trent never calls me his friend. Let's just put that out there.
I think that's false.
No, it's so true. Go on.
This is my podcast. I'll say what's right and what's wrong here. Though I have always said that my guest is always right, and it's whatever the guest wants to talk about. Because really, when there's a guest, it doesn't become my podcast anymore. It becomes your podcast, and it's really centered around you, which Andy's very used to because she tells me all the time, quote, it's my world. You're just living in it.
That's also accurate.
Again, up for debate.
Nope, it's true.
I would like explanation on this.
It's just my world, and you're just living in it, Trent. Welcome to it.
Well, thank you. Why did you want to go on this coffee tour? What inspired you for this coffee tour?
Well, first, your love of coffee, your newfound love of coffee.
Very big love of coffee.
Right. So we had to go explore some places, but also just moved to Stevens Point, and I haven't been to a lot of local coffee shops before. So thought it was a great opportunity for both of us to explore all these local coffee shops and try all of their coffee.
Would you say I'm addicted?
Yeah. The first day he tried coffee, he had 3 cups and I had to cut him off.
Like, addicted bad or addicted good?
You can never be bad addicted to coffee.
I agree.
I don't believe in that.
I agree.
But like, first day, you went all out.
You've even said, though, you're like, holy cow, I don't think I've met anyone who's had such a large obsession with coffee.
Right. It happened very quickly.
I also have 26 years of life to catch up on.
Also true.
So.
But I didn't start drinking coffee when I was a year old.
Valid point. Valid point indeed. But, okay, let's just say 20 then. So that's still 6 years of life I need to catch up on.
Very true.
Or let's go grad school, 21, 22, four or five years.
Double those for grad school. You drink double the coffee in grad school. Just how it works.
So I basically have,
I guess you're
10
right.
10 years or so.
Yeah.
I'm
you
right.
You drink a lot of coffee.
That's something I should hear more often.
Nope.
So we went to 3 different coffee places. One of them, gosh, it's just off the beaten path. It's probably about a 15-minute drive, and I'm very conscientious when it comes to the mileage in my car and where I'm driving and how much I'm doing. But being that 2 people suggested this, I felt like we had to go. So we started at this place called Mission Coffee House. I don't think you got coffee anywhere.
What do you mean I didn't get coffee anywhere?
You didn't get coffee at the Mission Coffee House.
Well, I got a mocha, which is espresso.
Which is coffee. Okay, I've had this argument, and I don't know if it was with you or with Leanne, but I was told mocha is not coffee.
Well, like, to a diehard coffee drinker, not coffee.
To me.
Yeah, coffee. To starting out, it's coffee.
Here's the question that I would defend. Is espresso coffee?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Leanne?
I'm sorry, Leanne.
Leanne, did you hear that? Espresso is coffee. I want you to take note. So I got a chocolate chunk muffin, which was delicious. You got the scone.
Yeah, I got an apple cinnamon scone, and it was so good. I would have eaten like 3 of them.
Yeah, their food was really good there. I made a mistake, apparently, in my coffee decision. So apparently, I sounded very, what did you say, classy?
Yeah. He walks up to the counter and he goes, I want just hot coffee with room. Not room for cream, just hot coffee with room.
Which any barista should know means for cream.
Yeah, but usually I say the whole thing. Or they ask you, do you want room for cream? And you say yes or no.
Why would I waste 10 seconds of my life and say for cream?
For conversation purposes.
I had a conversation with the guy.
Anywho.
I digress. So I had 3 options. I think it was Autumn Delight.
Something Costa Rica weird.
And then what I ended up getting, yes, was the Costa Rican. Where my mistake came in, per Andy, was that I didn't ask, what would you recommend? Or medium roast.
Yeah, they usually tell you what, like, the flavors in the coffee. But you also didn't ask, so that's why they didn't tell you.
But he also didn't tell me.
Right, because he assumed you were this expertise coffee drinker, in which he was wrong. But you could have still asked.
The barista was wrong, not me.
No, Trent was wrong.
The barista did say, he was a very nice gentleman, I really liked him. His name was Tony.
Was it?
I don't know, he looked like a Tony, though.
Already?
So, I think we need to name these people. So, Tony, I think.
Yet to be determined.
He told me Autumn Delight was the flavored one, and that's about as much as he told me.
Which usually means it's a little sweeter.
Right, so I went with the Costa Rican. So I didn't add any sugar because I knew going to the other 2 coffee places that I wasn't going to want to add sugar. I wanted to stay as consistent as possible. I understand now. Now I don't want to knock this coffee place because I think it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I would go back. I'm just not a fan of the Costa Rican. For $1.75, you can't beat the price. for $1.75, I see why the Costa Rican was $1.75. For me, I felt like it was watery. I even said to Andy, like, I think this is water. I'm not sure if it's a taste. Now, she wouldn't taste it, so she cannot confirm nor deny.
No, but they're a nice coffee house. I don't think they would have watered down their coffee. They have it
down
to a science.
I'm not saying they purposefully did it. I'm just saying I think that they... I think it was watery.
Maybe you put too much cream in it.
That's impossible. Cream is not going to change the watery of...
I guess, but could have changed it. From what you should have experienced was the OG coffee, nothing added.
Well, you're probably wrong. So there's a... I was trying to, like, take notes so I could describe to you the taste of this. So here's what I came up with for this one. And you actually don't know this because you knew I was typing notes on my phone, but I never told you what I was typing.
Right. Now I'm nervous.
I typed Costa Rican flavor. Weird aftertaste. Because I couldn't... There's like bay leaves or something. I don't know. Now I'm making crap up. But it had like this weird like nature-y taste. But then I was like Costa Rican flavor. Like maybe this is what... Costa Rica would taste like...
Like the dirt in Costa Rica would taste like that coffee?
Right, like I don't know. And maybe that's what they use for their coffee grounds, I don't know. But I couldn't finish it. I literally said, I can't do this anymore.
That's accurate.
But your mocha was good.
Yeah, my mocha was so good. And they did like foam art or whatever it's called and put hearts on it for me. It was all cute. So Trent drank the rest of mine.
Now... I've known Andy for a few months, and I thought she was a better communicator than what she was at that coffee house. Because, no, don't give me that look.
Okay.
I just got like this weird, like, judgy look. So I was wanting to try the mocha when you were done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you kindly let me try the mocha when you were...
Done.
What I didn't know you were done. You never said, I'm done with it. I just took a sip. I was like, wow, that's really good. And then I wanted to have more when you were completely done with it. However, it's sitting there for probably like 3 or 4 minutes. And I look at Andy. I said, oh, can I have that when you're done? And you said, yeah, I am done. I told you that. But I never heard you say that.
Because you said, you were like, I want to taste this when you're done. And I said... I don't remember what I said, but I do remember handing you the glass and, like, nodding at you, which I thought indicated that I was done and you can have it. And then you handed me the cup back, and I remember not putting my arm out, but then you kept handing it to me, so then I put it on the table because I thought, oh, maybe he just can't reach the spot that's open on the table. But really, it was like a...
As if I have short arms.
Well, the table was very small, people, like, very small. But... Yeah, I don't know why you didn't drink the rest of it. Because I literally handed you the glass and said, here.
Well, I have no explanation. I don't know what to tell you. But I can tell you that mocha was the bomb.com. Way better than Starbucks. Better than the mocha I had at Zest recently, which is another local coffee shop near campus.
Yeah, it was really good.
I could go there and I could work. I could work on speaking stuff there.
Yeah, that place was really cute.
It was. It was a nice little environment. Those chairs that we sat in were really comfortable, nicely set up. Good thing they were open.
Mm-hmm.
It was also funny because there's like this ramp and it was at a 36 degree incline. I made that up, but
it was very steep. It was so steep.
Almost 90 degrees.
There was literally an inch of salt on it.
That is true. That is not an exaggeration. So Andy was pretending like she was falling down when she walked in.
Trent told me he would catch me. And then some ladies, there was a window right there, and I could see one. And I was like, oh, she's laughing at us. And sure enough, we got in there. And she goes, it looks like you came out of a movie. And I was like, well, he said he'd catch me. So we were going to test it out.
Which is really funny because I also said I would step over you.
Yeah, he said he'd leave me.
I don't know if I ever said leave you. I just said I'd step over you.
You insinuated that you would leave.
Well, to each their own.
Okay.
Our next stop after that was another little coffee shop. As you can tell, we went local with this. It was called Emmy J's. Now, there, I let Andy go first because I was like, all right, this time, and also because their menu was kind of overwhelming and I didn't know how to read it.
Amateur coffee drinker.
Well, again, your opinion. So I let Andy go first because I was still debating. You got the house blend.
I did get the house blend.
And my question was to the lady, do I get the French press or do I go with the house blend? Then there was this long, convoluted answer that I didn't expect about, well, this would be stronger and...
more caffeine is what she meant.
And I would have gone for it. But I felt so pressured. I wasn't sure, like, so I caved and I went with the house blend. But it was really good.
Yeah, I liked that.
Yeah, however, I had an issue with the creamer.
Also, amateur coffee drinker, couldn't get the creamer. It was one of those tops you had to spin to the open position. And he couldn't get it. He was also trying to pour creamer into a cup. He was holding his cup of coffee instead of putting it on the table. And then was trying to pour creamer into it. And it was just going to be a disaster. So I did it for him. But what else is new?
Because you're kind.
Right.
Okay. I just think that the creamer, those cream, the way that those, let me get my words here.
Mm-hmm.
The way that those creamers are set up in those janky containers is super annoying. Like, oh, twist this way to open, twist this way to close. Why are we closing this every single time? Just keep it open for the next patron.
Do you want the cream to spoil? That's like milk.
So why is it not in the fridge?
Because that thing is, the container is not refrigerated. It's supposed to keep the temperature.
Does it?
I hope so. Otherwise, we'd all be sick, I think.
Well?
Guess we'll find out.
Who knows? You know, this is really funny. I haven't said this in a very long time, but I wrote down notes before we started. Shockingly, I can't read this. it says, I'm looking back at my text to myself. It says that I really enjoyed this one, and it had a different taste about it. I don't know how to describe the taste. This one was not a Costa Rican flavor taste.
No.
This one was more like...
it didn't taste like dirt.
Grandma's house.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. It tasted like a very standard house blend.
Like grandma's house. It tasted like grandma's house, specifically.
My grandma doesn't drink coffee, so I wouldn't know. But it was a pretty typical like house blend you would get, I would say, at any local coffee shop. I don't think at a chain you'd get it to taste like that.
My grandma drank coffee. My grandma did, and then my grandpa still does. I should enjoy a cup of coffee with my
you
grandpa
should.
When I go home.
Yeah.
I bet he would like that.
He would probably love that.
Grandpa, if you're listening, I'm going to enjoy a cup of coffee with you when I come home. Maybe more than one cup, because I'm addicted.
No,
so you better make
cut him off.
You better make a lot of coffee, because we'll be drinking that stuff all day.
Oh, my gosh.
Heck, I'll even come out and work with you, but be careful. I'm going to carry a cup of coffee around with me and probably the actual pot of coffee.
So he's not going to work is what I'm hearing.
Well, I'll help him where he needs help as long as I can keep that pot of coffee in my
hand. One hand.
Right, one hand. I can hammer with one hand and I'll hold that cup of coffee with the other. We'll have fun. All right, last place that we stopped. So by the time we left MEJ's, there was 15 minutes until the next coffee place closed. Now, I thought I had this planned out really well because of closing times. However, we spent way longer at the second coffee stop than I figured we would. Not that that was an issue. Well, technically, I guess it became an issue because we didn't get to go to the third place.
Right.
But
it was worth it.
Well, so we went to Starbucks instead. You know, the coffee king. Fun fact for you. Did you know Howard Schultz attended Northern Michigan University?
Who's Howard?
He is the founder of Starbucks.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I figured, but I just want to make you say it.
I don't know if he... now, this I don't know for sure, but I don't know if he actually ever finished school.
Interesting.
I don't think he ever graduated.
Do you think he donates back to the school? He's probably like a gazillionaire.
I'm not gonna answer that question.
Okay.
But Northern was the first college campus in the United States to have a Starbucks on its campus.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I don't think that happens. All right, so Andy was all coffeed out by this point.
Yeah, that would have been my third cup of the day with not a lot of water or food. I was feeling it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When do you think we got back? About an hour ago?
Yeah, an hour and a half ago.
I'm still feeling it. I cannot finish this toasted white chocolate mocha that I got from Starbucks, which is a tall. Mm-hmm. I just can't finish it. It's good, but it's sweet. I could have done it if that's the only thing that I had today. And it was really nice. You know, we were in line, and I actually said to Andy, I said, I think that the machine is down. The guy just tried to hand his card, and they were talking out the window with their hands. The barista was. And Andy said something about paying it forward, and I was like, yeah, whatever, Andy. Sure enough, we get up there, and the lady says, the car in front of you paid for you. And I said, okay, well, I'll pay for the car behind me. And she said, essentially, it was going to be double the price of what I was going to pay. But I said, that's okay, I'll do it anyway. And she told me we were the third car. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping.
Maybe they're still going.
Well, maybe.
If they're open, still.
I'm hoping they're carrying along. Well, I think that they're still open at this hour.
Yeah.
Probably. Now, here's another thing you should know. A couple of weeks ago, when my wife came to visit, us three went for coffee. Now, we went to Starbucks, and mind you, I don't go to Starbucks enough to know. Now, I know what the difference is between a tall and a grande and a venti. However, I don't go often enough to simply just look at one cup, not next to another, and say, look at that grande. Look at that tall. Because how many times are you actually doing that? So, my wife orders me a drink. It comes up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, just from the advertisement up on the wall, that what was being ordered for me was a grande. And I look at it, and they didn't even say what size it was when they brought it out. So I look at it, and I say, I don't know if I asked what size it was or how it came up, but essentially Andy and Leanne confused the heck out of me.
Mm-hmm. It's very easy to do.
And no one would tell me what it actually was.
Right. See, what happened is that Leanne ordered Trent in her one size, and I got a different size. So Trent couldn't figure out what size he had because Leanne and I had this secret eye contact where we made this pact that we weren't going to tell him without saying anything. And it worked for like 4 days till I finally told him what he had.
And it wasn't until then that I had realized, well, not even realized, just that I found out I had a tall, not a grande.
Because I had a grande.
Which, frustrating, you people.
Again, amateur coffee drinker.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know what to say here. One thing that I wanted to bring up with you a few weeks ago when we went to get coffee was, and I don't even remember how it came up of why I wanted to bring this up, but multitasking. Now, this is a debate. That look of confusion. You'll catch on in a moment, and I'll explain after I ask you the question. Is multitasking possible?
Yes.
How?
Like, what do you mean how? Like, you want an example?
So, what if I made the argument to you, and I just want to know your stance after this argument.
I hate when he does this.
I want to know your stance.
Okay.
As she starts an eye roll.
Yeah, because I know Leanne's on the other side of what he's going to say, and so I'm in the middle. Am I wrong?
Well, I'm not telling you whether it's my argument or Leanne's argument.
But still, you're on the opposite ends, so I'm about to, like...
But you don't know who's on one end.
Yeah, okay, still go.
And you have to pick a side. There's no middle.
Oh, God. Okay, go.
So your brain when you're working on something, so let's say, for example, that you are typing on your computer and you are talking. You know how sometimes when you're talking on the phone, you might forget what you're looking at on the computer. When you're on the computer, you might not really hear what the other person is saying on the phone. You're like, oh, wait a minute, or what was that? Say it again. Mm-hmm. So one of the arguments is that it is actually impossible to multitask because your brain cannot focus on different tasks at the same time. It's actually focusing on one specific task, and you just kind of keep switching tasks every now and again.
I could see that.
So, like, I could be cleaning and listening to music, but my brain is going back and forth between the two. It's not simultaneously doing the same thing.
But I think cleaning is such a mundane thing that you could do it without thinking about it.
Right. So maybe that was a poor example to bring up.
Right.
But, so let me ask you, where do you stand on multitasking?
Well, I see, Leanne, I hope I'm on your side, first of all. But I see the whole, like, talking on the phone, typing thing, because I literally tried to do that in my office the other day. And fun fact, it didn't work because I started typing what I was talking about. So I think when I multitask, you be strategic, you know, like you get someone to talk about something and you already know what they're going to say. So it looks like you're listening, but you are listening because you know what they're going to say and you're verifying that what they're going to say. And then you type whatever you got to type.
But is that multitasking?
100%. Yes.
So you think multitasking is possible?
Yeah. Leanne, I hope that's what you said too.
It is.
Oh, yes. Yay.
She's on that side of the argument.
Yay.
I feel like there's another one I was going to bring up to you.
Yeah, you typed something in your phone when we were about to talk about it, and then you said, no, we'll ask about it later.
That was it. That was multitasking. Okay. But there's another argument I wanted to bring up to you, and I don't remember what it was.
Oh, good. We don't have to argue anymore.
That's not argue. It's you picking sides.
Right, but I always get put in the middle.
Well, it sounds like a personal problem. Oh. All right, so a few weeks ago, we were both here for Thanksgiving. I feel like I got conned. I kindly said, and this isn't where I got conned. I kindly said that I would go shopping, like Friday shopping with Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I will go shop. I love shopping with my friend Sarah. I love going with Travis. I love going shopping with people. I love going shopping with Brittany. However, the one person I can't go shopping with is Leanne. Leanne is that person that, I don't know how to say this, but You're getting in trouble. I don't have the patience sometimes, but I can tolerate shopping with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, yes, I will go with you, Andy. I'm sure it'll be fun.
Always is fun.
Well, as we're shopping, we are at Joanne's. We didn't meet Joanne, which is quite unfortunate, but we were at her place. Waltzed right on in. No one even asked us who we were or what we were doing there. We started looking at fleece because Andy wanted to make a fleece blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, I'm finding patterns I like. And I'm like, what the heck? 50% off? Why would I not do that? Then next thing you know, we're looking at other fleece. And now I'm becoming the guy who's doing things for Andy. Like, hey, can you grab that one for me? Can you put this one back? Can you reach back there and grab that one too? Sure, why not? Again, next thing you know, now I'm carrying 4 stacks of fleece around, and I have to just hold these things.
I offered to take them back, and he wouldn't let me have them. He's like, no, I got them.
I felt committed at that point.
It's like he had to prove a point, but I didn't need a point proven. I could see you could carry them all.
The best way to describe it is the way Andy described it that night.
What did I say?
Home improvement.
Oh, yeah. He looked like, that's the character's name again?
Wilson.
I could only see his eyes behind these 4 bundles of fleece.
She couldn't think about the name of Wilson that night either.
Yeah, I couldn't remember it. But I said home improvement, and you knew what I was talking about. So.
I did, because I felt like it.
Right.
And there were these ladies.
Oh my gosh,
who had a full cart, and they were kind of
multiple
rude.
Carts of
fleas. They were
fleas.
Kind of like...
Yeah, they were rude.
They were rude, and they just like... Not to harp on them, but here I am, this strong, masculine, good-looking man, holding these four things of fleece right behind them, and they couldn't even have the courtesy to move the cart out of the way for me to throw these on the counter.
That's true, because I tried to move the cart out of the way to put it on the counter, and they moved the cart back.
Right, and they glared at you.
Yeah.
And then we said, deuces, ladies, we're moving this anyway.
We didn't say that.
Well... It's a thought that counts,
yeah, sure.
Is what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, yeah, this is a great idea. So, Andy goes first.
Mm-hmm.
And I had asked Andy, I said, how long do we make these? And he said, 3 yards.
No, well, I guesstimated 3 yards. But
you said 3 yards.
I said about 3 yards, because you want a fleece blanket to be big enough that you can wrap yourself in it and maybe, like, share it with somebody else. I don't know. So then I asked the lady at the counter who was going to cut the fleece for us, and I was like, can I see what 3 yards looks like? And she knew exactly what we were doing, and she was like, yep, that's exactly what people do. So I was like, okay, whatever, 3 yards, here we go.
Well, it was a fantastic idea.
Accurate.
Until the lady said, $59. And my thought was, heck, these are half off. $30 isn't going to be that bad. Well, it was no $30. We got up to the register. I thought Andy's was $35.
Mm-mm.
Because that's what the lady said.
Yeah, but she screwed up.
Yeah, she messed up. We paid $60 for fleece.
And are you upset about it?
$60 for a blanket.
I thought it was a good investment.
Right. I was like, there's got to be something wrong here. Can you imagine? I go into the store. I'm ready to make a fleece blanket. Not anticipating spending any more money that day. 50% off. Awesome. This is going to be cheap. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. $60, sir. Actually, it was a lady. $60, sir. But an older lady. $60, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Same voice.
Yeah.
I was like, what? $60 for this stuff? So a couple days later, my mom said, I think you overpaid. So I call Andy. Andy. Think we overpaid. Do you have those receipts? No, I don't.
That's not what I said.
I threw them away.
I did throw them away, though.
It's not what you said, but you
But laugh. You could have kept your own. I'm not your keeper.
Touché.
You left it on my floor, actually.
Well, I didn't leave it on your floor. I left it in the bag that was on your floor. Which I do apologize. I realized my mistake when I got back. I was like, shoot, I never really cleaned up.
It's okay. I forgive you.
So I said, Andy, I think we need to look into this and investigate. So I tried to do investigating. It was too much work, so I never said anything to Andy. And Andy goes, Trent, did you ever look into that? I said, well, kind of half-assed did it. And
he didn't. Moral of the story.
Well,
he didn't
investigate. I did.
Not very hard.
Well, you don't know what I did.
Because I took 5 minutes of investigating and figured it out.
Right. Mine was less than 5 minutes. Come to find out, Andy thinks that we got charged the right price.
Yeah, we bought the most expensive, plush, soft fleece you could
have.
These
would have been $120 if they weren't on sale.
Yeah, I don't think I would have paid that much for it.
But the fleece was already cut.
Yeah, but I knew, this is the reason why I wanted to go there on Black Friday, because I wanted a new fleece blanket, and every year they go 50% off. On Black Friday. So I knew that's the time if I'm going to do one, that's what I got to do.
Well, to answer your question, no, I don't regret it because these are the softest blankets I've ever had.
I'm currently wrapped in it and I'm sweating. That's how warm it is.
Yeah, we do have to keep popping our feet out of our blankets.
Right.
Or like, well, you were wearing shorts the other night with your blanket.
I turned down the heat in my apartment on purpose so that I could wear shorts and be under the blanket and stay there and feel warm.
I have to take my sweatshirt off sometimes. Oh, boy. So Andy's got popcorn like she's watching a movie or something. Anything else you want to cover this week? Anything else you want to tell the good people of the podcast?
I don't know. Should I tell them about the Mississippi River?
If you care to.
Okay.
But let me justify at the end.
Well, let me explain the story first.
Yeah, I'll justify how you're wrong.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So I applied to work at Stevens Point, which is where Trent and I now work together. And part of that process did the first round interview with Point, and they invited me to come on campus. And I said, sure, why not? So I came on campus, and usually part of it, when you come on campus, they give you a tour of not only campus, but the community. So, because, like, we live here, so you kind of want to know what's around the surrounding area, right? So Trent and a couple other hall directors are driving me around town, and we're, like, looking at downtown and, like, you know, the surrounding area, and we cross over a river. And I'm curious because not super familiar with the Stevens Point area at this point, and I'm like, oh, what river is this? Trent goes, without hesitation, oh, the Mississippi. And I just sat there for a while because, you know, like, I'm a candidate on campus. I don't want to say anything, like, to screw this up, you know, like, I want this job. And I look at him and I was like, no, I went to school at La Crosse, which is on the Mississippi River, and I know for sure it only runs north to south. Like, it doesn't go east or west. Maybe, like, it veers a little bit, but it's not going to go, because Stevens Point is 2 hours from La Crosse. I knew it wasn't going to veer that much. And the two other hall directors are in the back, just, like, laughing. And I kept this in my mind the entire time in my job search, because I was like, well, that was weird. Like, how does he not know what river that was?
Because I never explore. How am I supposed to know what river that is? However, let me tell you, I found out that does flow and connect into the Mississippi.
Yeah, it flows and connects. It's a separate river, though.
Right. So here's my perspective. Don't eye roll at me. So I'm hosting this candidate on campus. I got to make a good impression for the university.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pause for a moment and look at the impact. Number one, you remembered that moment.
Yeah, I did.
Number two, you're still here. That had no influence on whether you were coming here or not. And if it did, it only had a positive influence.
Well, I was actually thinking about how, like, I need to go help this person.
No, you weren't.
To actually know the geography of where they live. So that's really why I came here.
Listen, I drove over the Mississippi all the time when I worked in Minnesota.
Right.
So I, of course, knew it wasn't actually the Mississippi River. However, the only big river I could think of at that point in time without saying, I don't know, was the Mississippi.
I will say the funny part was there was two hall directors in the back seat with us, and they didn't say anything for a little bit. And then
because they knew it was the Mississippi.
No, because I think they were flabbergasted that you didn't know which one it was.
How am I supposed to know? I never explored the area. That's why I had other people with me. It's because I thought I was going to get us lost on our own community tour.
Maybe you shouldn't have hosted then.
No, I wanted to host. I just knew. Like, leading up to your interview, I drove out once or twice so I could kind of plan my route.
Aw, you prepped? That's so cute.
Yeah, I prepped.
Aw.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What I didn't prep for was a question about, oh, what river is that?
Well, that's funny because I very vividly remember in my interviews that I always talked about how I like the outdoors. So, like, I don't know, maybe knowing your candidate.
I don't remember that kind of stuff.
Maybe knowing your candidate and, like, who you were bringing to campus, you should have remembered things.
I knew
like
you
that.
Were a runner.
Yes, I like the outdoors.
Just because you're a runner doesn't mean you like the outdoors.
Name me a runner that just loves running on the treadmill all year round.
You're putting me on the spot.
Right.
I'm just trying to pick which one.
There's so many of them. Uh-huh. Listening.
We'll cover that on next week's podcast. I'll go over the full list
of them.
That's
what I thought. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anywho, Trent now knows. I'm pretty sure. What river did we decide? It's Plover?
No, it's the Wisconsin.
Is it the Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay, we're still not sure.
No, I know for sure it's the Wisconsin.
Somebody help us out.
It's not the Mississippi, it's Wisconsin.
In my defense, I've only lived here since July, so Trent should know by now.
Okay, so how could that not have been my defense as well? I don't drive out that often.
You still lived here longer than me, so go on with what else are we talking about?
Well, you didn't live here.
Go on.
Mississippi. I don't know why. So, why are you against holiday music? So, sometimes when I get in the car to work out with Andy, like, we'll go work out and everything, and I want to hit the button that says, holiday.
Well, first of all, SiriusXM. We all know driver gets preference over radio station. We all know that.
You need to focus on the road.
Yeah, but I can control my radio from my steering wheel, so I don't even have to look at the radio.
Well, that's multitasking.
Let me tell you where this started, because Trent, like a child, would try and change the radio station like a child while I was driving.
Not like a child. A child shouldn't be in the front seat.
Maybe you should sit in the back seat from now on. But he would try and change the station while I was driving. And he would change it to the holiday station before Thanksgiving. We all know that's wrong, too.
What's the issue? I don't see the
issue. One holiday at a time.
Yeah, did you not see the photo I sent you? It said November 1st to November 21st. Christmas, November 22nd, Thanksgiving. November 23rd through December 25th, Christmas.
And I bet I didn't reply to that.
I don't remember.
I guarantee I did not reply to
that. Well, we don't know that for sure, though.
I didn't reply to that. Because one holiday at a time. After Thanksgiving, you can play all of the Christmas music you want.
Which is very interesting that you say that. Yeah. Because how many times since Thanksgiving have I tried to hit the holiday button and the station still gets changed?
See, so now I'm stubborn and I'm not going to let him listen to holiday music in my car. Fun fact, he doesn't know I listen to it when he's not in the car.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
100%?
100%. So then when he gets in my car, I'm like, shoot, I gotta change it back.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You guys should see his face.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just in disbelief
right now. Like, my jaw dropped and...
Yeah.
Seriously? So... Even though I still currently try to change the station, you're just doing it in spite of me at this point.
Accurate.
When are we ever going to listen to holiday music together?
So the key is we are never listening to holiday music together. Well, we did today at the coffee shop. You didn't realize it was happening.
Well, I didn't realize it until the final song.
Right. But we will never listen to holiday music in my vehicle. Maybe one day if you're super nice to me and like... deliver me coffee.
I am nice to you.
Yeah, but if you like deliver
me.
You said
if I'm nice to you as if I'm never nice to you.
Right, he's mostly nice to me. But if you ever deliver me coffee, maybe I would reward you with holiday music in my car.
Listen, Linda, I don't even deliver my wife coffee.
That's true.
So.
Sorry, Leanne, that's so sad. Moment of silence for Leanne not having delivered coffee.
Those are rocks. I love playing with, I told Leanne, I always have to be fidgeting with stuff. And I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago in the podcast with Leanne. I always have to have stuff in my hands. Like, I'm playing with rocks right now. Sometimes I'm flipping a pen around, taking notes. My blanket keeps falling down off of my back, so I'm getting cold. Because I have to turn off the heating unit so you don't hear.
So good thing we have $60 blankets now.
What's we? You left your blanket in the apartment, so I was nice and lent mine to you, and now I have a nice blanket that Leanne made me, which was probably cheaper than $60, so it's...
Probably.
It's NMU colors.
Well, I appreciate you letting me use your nice new blanket.
I do remember seeing in the parking lot today that car that had the Northern Michigan sticker on it.
Yeah.
I wanted to turn around and go knock on the window and get the lady to roll down her window, or at least shout from outside, NMU! And then run away or, like, leave, but Andy was against that.
No, I said, let's keep walking. We don't want to embarrass ourselves.
Speak for yourself.
Right, hence why I kept walking, so you could have done what you wanted.
I wouldn't have embarrassed myself. I like to put myself out there.
Okay.
I do. Mm. I enjoy it. People love me. Andy also always laughs at me because I'm so funny.
No, that's false. Anyone who says Trent is funny needs to stop.
Please, boost my ego more.
No, he doesn't need it anymore.
As if you do, too.
I am humble, okay?
I have yet to see that. Andy, anything else for the good of the people?
No. I'm sorry, Leanne, you have to put up with Trent's jokes.
All right, yeah, you're done. all right, so You had to have known this was coming. Yeah. I've talked about it before.
Yeah, but I don't remember what it is.
That's why it's always so fun.
Now I'm nervous again.
Fun for
I was
me.
Not nervous. Now I'm nervous again.
I feel so honored, but I'm also very nervous.
Yeah. Back to
you.
You
told me that you thought you were going to laugh a lot.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Because I'm funny.
No.
No, it's because you were nervous, you
yeah.
said.
Yeah. I always laugh when I'm nervous.
How have you felt on the podcast?
I feel okay now.
But now that I brought it back to your attention.
Yeah, now I'm nervous because I can't remember what you're going to ask me, and I feel like I need to say something, like, very profound.
Andy thought she was going to sound dumb. I don't think she sounds dumb at all on here.
Because we talked about coffee.
We do love our coffee.
That we do.
Okay, so we talked about espresso coffee. Is a mocha coffee?
Yeah, because there's espresso in there.
Is a latte coffee?
Yeah, there's espresso
in
there.
Is cappuccino coffee?
Yes. Same answer.
Listen, Leanne.
Leanne, I'm all so right. sorry.
Thank you for helping me prove points minus multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Andy, so...
Oh, God.
Last question, as always. Holy cow, it's really been 45 minutes already.
I know, we ramble a lot.
That is the purpose of a podcast. Leanne told me, you know, it's not a podcast if you're not rambling. And people love listening to my rambles.
No, they want to listen to me this time.
Well, debatable.
Okay.
All right, so what is it that you have learned in life? What is it that shaped you?
My heart's racing.
You could either answer that question, or I guess, what is it that you would want other people, whether it's something we've talked about today or not, to take away from this podcast?
Wait, so what are my two options? I need to think about this.
Well, if you take the first option, then you have two questions to answer.
Okay.
Otherwise, so you can either talk about, not either, you can also talk about, like, what you've learned in life or what shaped you, but really, the final question is always, what is it that, whether it's something that we've talked about today or not, that you want people to take away from this podcast or that you would want to share with others?
Okay.
Go ahead. Like, you're looking at me. That is the question.
Yeah,
so
I needed time to think.
If you need time to think, I can ramble on. People love listening to me ramble.
No, I'm good. But
so
I'll answer the first one, but then you're going to have to remind me what the second one is.
All right, go
but
ahead.
The first one is what shaped me.
Yeah, what shaped you? What's been a life-defining moment for you?
Oh, gosh. There's been a lot of... Well, I think the biggest life-defining moment was becoming a student staff member in RA and, like, realizing this is what I wanted to do for my career. But then what got me into it was this one lovely person named Lisa.
I didn't say Trent.
No, Lisa was the one who hired me that first year as a staff member, and if she wouldn't have hired me, I don't think we would have met. So you should thank her.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'll see if I can get her to listen. But from there, I also think that, like, people have continued to shape me in my experiences. And because in this field, we get to meet a lot of people all the time. So, yeah. And everybody shapes me in a different way, good or bad. Makes me learn about myself and others. And, yeah.
Lisa is funnier than you.
She is. I will give her that.
She's also pregnant. Congratulations.
With baby number two.
Numero dos. That means number two. In
yeah,
Spanish.
I got it. What's right, the second
wanted,
question?
Wanted you to know. Do you speak any languages?
English and coffee. That's a language in and of itself.
What's the language of coffee?
Well, like, you don't like what a latte is and a mocha and all that stuff.
Okay.
What's the second question?
Do you see how I can always switch the topic and
yeah.
get on to something else?
Yes, I got it.
What is it that you... whether it's something that we've talked about today or not, what is it that you would want others to take away from this podcast? Or that you would want to share with people?
I think this has to do with both our coffee experience and our Mississippi River experience, because Trent talked about exploring and how he doesn't explore. But think about it. If we didn't explore today, you wouldn't have gone to these really cool coffee shops, you know? So I think it's important to explore where you're at. I feel like we get comfortable and like, oh, in my routine, I'll go to work, come home, do what I need to do, but I don't really explore the area I'm living in, which I think is cool about our jobs because we get to move fairly. We could move as frequently as we wanted to and explore a new area, which is always exciting. So I think continue.
Not recommended, of course.
Right. Yeah. Like, stay in a job, you know, for a decent amount of time, especially if you like it. But, you know, like, we have the opportunity to move because there's universities all over the place. So And it's important to explore where we're at and see all the cool things, because there's a lot of cool things in the world.
There is a lot in the world. Yeah, I was going to go more with that, but I don't know what I was going to say. So.
That's my profoundness for today.
Well, and I mean, we just talked last week about the Iceland podcast, too, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really funny because we're actually recording this before the Iceland podcast, and so I could tell by your face.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, we're actually recording this before the Iceland podcast, but of course, Iceland podcast was posted last week. It's confusing to you people. It's confusing to Andy.
Yep,
right now.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
But to me, I know what I'm talking about because I know my content calendar and when things are
posted. I'm so happy for you.
That was heavily sarcastic.
Nope, not at all.
As you look away. all right, Andy. So one thing, 50 minutes.
Wow.
One thing that I started as a new tradition.
Oh, God.
You're nervous.
Yeah, I hate when you do this. Okay, go on.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I don't know, but you're making me nervous talking about it, so.
All right, one thing I started as a new tradition is allowing my guests to do the sign-off for the podcast.
Oh,
you look excited.
Yeah.
So I'm going to allow you to do the sign-off for this week. Like, but before you do that.
Do I get to say whatever I want?
Yeah.
Oh.
Before you do that, if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. I hope that you all have a fantastic Christmas and also a Happy New Year. I will be podcasting and posting for next week and everything. But I wish you all happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that fun jazz. Trent Speaks on Instagram and on Facebook, or you can email me, TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. Andy, take us out.
Wow, I like having the last word, but thanks for listening, everyone. This is super fun. Trent's mostly funny sometimes, so you can laugh sometimes at his joke, but I do appreciate Trent's friendship.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See you later. Is that what you say?
Yeah, you gotta be confident in your sign off.
Oh, like, see you later.
See you next week.
Yes.
Or
see you next week.
I hope
week.
You all have a fantastic week. This will be posted around, this will probably be posted on Christmas Eve.
Everybody tell your friends if they want to learn about coffee to listen to us. See you next week.
Well, you won't see them next week, I will.
Okay.